You're listening to SBS News.
Hi, this is Peggy Giacomelos from SBS News. Pauline Hanson suspended from the Senate for 7 days. Afghanistan's Taliban says Pakistan strikes kill at least 10 people. And in tennis, Nick Kyrgios to play at the Kooyong Classic as he steps up his bid for the Australian Open wildcard. Pauline Hanson has been suspended from the Senate for 7 days after she was censured with 55-5 votes following her burqa stunt in Parliament yesterday. Foreign Minister Penny Wong moved the motion after Ms. Hanson spoke in the Senate chamber earlier. The One Nation leader said wearing the burqa is not a religious requirement and that it has been imposed on women to wear it by their male family members.
I have stood up for the Jewish people of this community. I'm not Jewish, but the way they were treated, even by some of the people in this chamber and the Greens wearing a kafir, that wasn't pulled up at all. And the whole fact is that everyone have a right to their own faith, and I respect 116 of the Australian Constitution where the Commonwealth cannot impose any religious observance on anyone.
Ms. Hanson referred to Greens Deputy Leader Macrine Farooqi as the pot calling the kettle black after Ms. Farooqi condemned the stunt yesterday. Briefly in overseas news, a Taliban official says at least 9 children and a woman have been killed after Pakistani forces bombed the home of a local resident in the country's southeastern area of Khost province. The attack took place on the border regions of Kuna and Paktivka, injuring another 4 civilians. The Pakistani and Afghan militaries clashed in October, killing dozens. In its worst violence since the Taliban returned to power in Afghanistan in 2021. Both sides signed a ceasefire in Doha the same month, but peace talks in Turkey fell through due to a disagreement. Back in Australia, and the Albanese government is announcing funding for a new AI safety institute, which will begin at the end of the year. The aim of the institute is to help Australia capture economic opportunities while keeping Australians safe from AI risks. The new body tests and monitors AI models and works across a global network of safety institutes. Industry Minister Tim Ayres made the announcement today, fulfilling a commitment made at the Seoul AI Summit.
It will do all of the work that is required as artificial intelligence evolves, as the opportunities and the challenges evolve, in advising government on focusing on regulatory reform or capability gaps that may emerge within government.
Rangers in Western Australia's Kimberley region are taking teenage boys on camps to teach them about respectful relationships. According to government health statistics, domestic violence is a huge issue across Australia, with Indigenous women 34 times more likely to end up in hospital due to an assault and 11 times more likely to die. The community-led camp gives elders a chance to tell teenage boys that domestic violence is wrong, with talks on how to manage anger. This participant, Kingsley Maley, shares what he believes is a good relationship.
Just here to talk about domestic violence and healthy relationships. I think a good relationship will need communications, respect, listen to each other and trust.
The Australian Bureau of Statistics has announced the 2026 census topics with updated LGBTIQ plus questions on sexual orientation and gender. In 2024, the federal government said it would count sexual orientation and gender identity for the first time in 2026. Online news outlet Q News is reporting that updated information from the 2026 census will be released in 3 phases. Advocacy group Equality Australia has welcomed the move, saying the census data to be released in 2027 will provide crucial information that will better understand what services the community needs. In sport, Australian tennis player Nick Kyrgios will contest the returning Kooyong Classic in Melbourne. As the former Wimbledon finalist continues his surprise bid to make a competitive comeback at the Australian Open, The January 13 to 15 dates have been added to his packed schedule with exhibition matches next month in the US against Ben Shelton and Tommy Paul. This before the widely anticipated match against women's world number one Arina Sabalenka in Dubai on December the 28th. Knee and wrist surgeries have restricted the one-time world number 13 to just 6 matches in just over 3 years. But he's hoping to play the Brisbane International and the Australian Open if he's physically fit following the exhibition matches. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. That's the latest from the SBS newsroom.